Ruth and Robert continued to see each other after Richard's death. 4 years later, Ruth wrote Robert after one such meeting, "I shall always remember the two magic chairs on the dock, with the water and the lights and the planes swooping around overhead. I suppose you realized what I did not dare to mention, that it was the anniversary, 4 years, of Richard's death, and the memories of those dreadful days of August 1948, and then of many earlier sweet ones, was very overwhelming to me. I felt very grateful that I could be with you that night." In another undated letter, Ruth wrote, "Robert, dear, the precious times with you last week and the week before keep going through my mind, over and over, making me thankful but wistful, wishing for more. I was grateful for them, dear, and, as you knew, hungry for them, too." She went on to suggest a date for their next liaison. "How would it be if I said you had to see someone at UCLA and we'd be away for the day and be back for a party at night? Let's think about this." Obviously, Ruth and Robert loved each other, but neither of them intended their affair to destroy their respective marriages. Throughout these years, Ruth also managed to maintain friendly relations with Kitty and the Oppenheimer children. She was simply one of the Oppenheimer household's oldest friends and Robert's special confidant.